Ariane Lavrier is a Marseille-based investigative journalist with Disclose. In September 2023, French intelligence agency officers showed up at her doorstep. She was detained for almost 2 days and thoroughly questioned. The reason? An investigation she published in 2021 revealing France shared information with Egyptian authorities. Information which were used by Egypt to bomb civilian targets in the Libyan-Egyptian border. I met Ariane in Strasbourg, after her speech in a press seminar organized by the European Parliament. We talked about her work, her arrest, and the state of press freedom in Europe. Hello Ariane, welcome to IMED Smalltalk. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So, a few months ago, in the 19th of September 2023, you were taken into custody for an investigation you published back in 2021. Can you describe what happened that day of September?
Yes, at 6 a.m. in the morning, I saw an intelligence officer and judge knocking at my door, and they wanted to search my flat and to look into my computers, my phone. They did it. They used cyber surveillance tools to analyze all the data that was stored in my computers, in my phone. They eventually extracted some documents and some emails. Therefore, they deliberately breached the confidentiality of journalistic sources that is supposed to be protected under French law and under European law. And then I was indeed taken to custody. I was taken to an underground cell in a police station in Marseille, where I live in the south of France. And the entire experience lasted 39 hours, 2 days and a night. I was interrogated by two intelligence officers that are, in theory, during most of their time, in charge of anti-terrorism affairs. But for some reason, they have been diverted from their mission, from their job, to interrogate me, a journalist, for just doing my job. Because the Ministry of Defense in France filed a complaint against an investigation that I've worked on, which is an investigation on French arms deals to Egypt, and that revealed Egypt state killing civilians with the complicity of the French government.
It's the so-called Sirli operation, right?
Yes, exactly. This is a secret intelligent military operation that started in 2016 and lasted at least until 2021, and that helped the Egyptian army to bomb civilians that were crossing the border between Egypt and Libya.
And I was wondering, how do you handle the protection of your sources during your prosecution, your questioning?
I stayed silent all during the hearings and the audition, because I have the right to stay silent like any person in custody. And I oppose the right to protect sources. But even if I stayed silent, they breach the protection of sources, because as I said, they searched my flat and they looked into my notebooks, they took documents. So by their action, they already intended to track down sources, even if I stayed silent.
And of course, we see more and more such incidents of suppression of journalists in a lot of countries around Europe, which is supposed to be a safe haven of free speech. What do you think connects such cases to each other, and why do we see them increasing?
Yeah, I mean, before talking about European Union, we saw in France for several years now an increasing attacks and intimidation against journalists. Since the election of Emmanuel Macron in 2017, we've noticed 17 journalists interrogated by intelligence officers because they were doing their job. And this is unprecedented in French history. And we, like the government, use laws that are that have loopholes and that allows this kind of attacks against journalists. They are using, they are diverting anti-terrorism measure also to target journalists and track down their sources. Just the week I was arrested, three other journalists were interrogated because they did an investigation on police brutality and the murder of a young man by the same that same police. And this happened, as you said, in the context in the Europe where we have like increasing use of spyware against journalists in Greece. That we have increasing threats against media cooperation in Hungary, in Poland. And this is very frightening to see France following the same path of other countries, other illiberal trend.
And taking all this into consideration, do you feel that now is the time that we need investigative journalism more than ever?
Yes, this also happened because investigative journalism have never been that numerous, have never been that organized, have never been that, in a way, powerful. We have big corporation now that never, that didn't existed when I started journalism. In France, we have many more independent media today that we had 10 years ago. We have many more journalists who want and who are doing investigation. And this is the case in the entire Europe because more democracy is attacked, more journalists will want to defend it and to investigate it, to investigate on the flaws of our democracy. So I think also I want to see some optimism in that, and they are like maybe state think that they can attack us, but we are way more powerful than what we used to be, and we are way more aware of why we are doing this job, and there is way more, I feel, also solidarity between European journalists, European investigative journalists.
Can you describe what happened after your arrest and how did the international journalistic community react to it?
Yeah, it was very impressive. In France, the journalist media organization, human rights organization, did a sit-in and demonstration in front of the police station where I was detained. They organized a sit-in in several cities in Paris, but in several French cities. What I have been moved the most is like Egyptian human rights organization mobilized their network, did advocacy for me, which is completely crazy when you think of it because they have so much on their plate. They are living in a dictatorship. They are defending activists in exile, and they took their time to defend me and call for my release, which is a complete reverse situation. Which usually this is a French organization or European organization who mobilize themselves for Egyptian, but they mobilize their team and their network because they knew what's at stake. If French journalists and European journalists are targeted as if we are in a dictatorship, then what will happen in dictatorship? It will give a total leeway, like a blank check, for dictators to say and to imprison and to torture without fearing any repression, any sanction from European Union.
And do you think that this is a way, this solidarity and this support between journalists and from the civil society as well is the way for us to preserve and strengthen the freedom of the press?
Yeah, I think more we are attacked, more we will rise. And this is exactly what happened with us. We are at Disclose. I'm working for a small media, small NGO, small non-profit media. And we have never been stronger since they attacked us because more and more citizens want to fund us, more and more sources want to help us to dig into other stories. So yes, we will not be defeated, because when you attack one journalist, you're attacking the entire community that will rise stronger. With my case, I helped to shed light on this Media Freedom Act and this article on spyware that was completely unnoticed until now, at least in France. I don't know for other countries, but I knew several MPs who didn't know that we're gonna legalize the use of spyware against journalists. So we, by attacking us, they raise our level of awareness and they raise our determination to fight for freedom of press and, most importantly, the right to access information for the citizen.
Okay, and Ariane, after all this, do you feel protected and free to do your job, to do your journalistic researches?
No, I wouldn't say that, because I could be still indicted. I'm released, but I'm not free. I mean, the case is not closed in France, so we don't know, and I don't have access to the file because I'm not indicted. So we are in a complete fog, and this is intentionally done by the judiciary system, that we are operating in under fear, that our sources are afraid to contact disclose, and that in general, the whistleblowers in France, people who want to reveal confidential information that are in the public interest, that they feel afraid. So it diffuse a climate of anxiety in every newsroom. So yes, no, I don't feel I don't feel like at ease doing my job, but it doesn't mean that I will stop. On the contrary.
Okay, thank you for this discussion, Ariane. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Mixed and sound design by Aris Athanasopoulos. Produced by Panagiotis Menegos. You can listen to more podcasts by visiting podcast.imed.org.